to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Join me each week for unfiltered discussion about beauty trends, self-care journeys, wellness tips, and the products we absolutely love and cannot get enough of. If you are a skincare obsessive and you spend 20 plus minutes on your skincare routine, this podcast is for you. Or if you're a newbie at the beginning of your skincare journey, you'll love this podcast as well because we go so much deeper than beauty. I talk to incredible and inspiring people from across industries about their relationship with beauty. You'll also hear from skincare experts. We break down lots of myths in the beauty industry. If this sounds like your thing, search for Naked Beauty on your podcast app and listen along. I hope you'll join us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
As well.
Okay. Awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and I am your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose. And this is the place with real intentions on purpose. And I'm so glad to have today none other than Gregory Bloomfield. And let me tell you about him, right? He is a multifaceted individual who seamlessly blends his professional career as a CPA and his passion for faith and writing. He discovers how he can balance this demanding career and spiritual pursuits. Awesome, right? We're going to talk to him today, and we're going to delve into his latest book, The 522 Man, which explores intersections of biblical principles and modern masculinity. So I want you to tune in today and get all that you have and welcome our guest today, none other than Gregory Bloomfield.
Hi, Edna. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Awesome. So I really want to get into, let's talk about your 522. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Cool. Well, a copy of the book, it looks like this.
Okay. There.
This is my copy, the Bloomfield Library. You can get it on my website, SisterPamelaPublishing.com. One of the things is the 522 Man came actually out of a low point in my life. It was birthed from a divorce, actually. Okay. Looking in the mirror after I moved into my new townhouse, after moving out with my wife at the time, and looking in the mirror, not liking what I see. I basically was saying to myself, how did this happen? How did this happen again? What's wrong with me? Am I just picking the wrong women, or am I just messing up? Is my picker wrong or whatever? And I realized, my picker is wrong. So, Norm, I'm the picker or the picky. So, I basically said, and it's like I felt God speaking to me, just talking about the fruits of the Spirit. I was doing a study at my church or online. I forget where it was, but it was just basically a study on the characteristics of Christ. And you can find that through Galatians 5:22 and 23. So for those who aren't familiar with that, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. So I meshed that in. God gave me the idea. The Holy Spirit gave me the idea to mesh that in with masculinity. So what the book is about, it's a cross between biblical manhood and the fruits of the Spirit. Because the whole premise is Jesus is the ultimate man. Contrary to popular belief, people think that he was weak and he was insipid and he was a guy that was just like, playing with harps and eating crackers and cream cheese and was just docile. No, he was a man. A carpenter, physically fit. Yeah, and he also...
I don't know why anybody would think that, considering he whooped somebody with a cat of nine tails. I don't know.
No, but he Jesus was lifting up tables, calling people
children. Oh, yeah. I don't know why they thought that.
Children of the devil. All kind of stuff. It was just... But
he was a rebel. He's a complete rebel. He was.
Yes. And he... But the thing is, he exuded the characteristics of his father. So... Yeah. He showed tenderness when he needed to be tender. He showed discipline when he needed to be disciplined. He showed compassion, and he showed strength. So each chapter in the book deals with one of the fruits of the Spirit. So the first chapter is love and how we interact, what love is, and manhood. Then the next chapter is joy. How do we interact joy with manhood? Peace.
Are we talking about manhood or masculinity? We're talking about...
I would say both. I would say both. It's like what, like what we try to do in this book is we try to carve out the stereotypes of what a man's supposed to be. Man's supposed to be loud and have a whole bunch of toys and sleep with all these women and all kind of stuff and just be like, no, that is what a boy does.
Or unhealed person.
You know what unhealed. They say is like if for someone like me, and the thing is with men, a lot of times men get bad advice when they're going through a breakup or divorce. Like, oh, if you want to get over her, get under someone else. And it's like, no, that's...
They say that to us women too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, well, I like to share with your audience. Wrong. Yeah. So
from both sides.
Exactly. So, don't do that. It will leave you empty. In fact,
yes, it will.
A lot of times, the person, it's always the rebound that hurts you more. Than your ex.
Yeah.
Ooh, I could testify to that. So, you know, it was a journey to write it. It was exposed vulnerabilities in me, and it was a blessing, and it's blessed a lot of men out there and a lot of women too have given it to their sons and to their husbands and stuff. So, and it was a Amazon hit number one on Amazon new releases, and it was a new Amazon bestseller as well. So
that's great. Well, I love what you're talking about, and of course, you know, I have all these questions now. We're gonna go back. So, you know, I believe in that, you know, all of us are made of, because of the fruits of the Spirit, you know, two parts, you know, masculine and feminine, but, you know, so vulnerability and strength. Explain or share with my audience how that kind of envelops in the masculinity and trying to show yourself long-suffering and gentle and kind.
I think it's really looking at how Jesus interacted with different situations. I mean, people were unkind to him. I use this example a lot, is that there were many instances in Jesus's earthly ministry that he could have lashed out, as most human beings would have. Like if you came, If you came to save a bunch of people and then they telling you crucify him, crucify him, you are not going to be calm. You're going to be very, I know I would be ready
of
to.
Of course, like, he was human. Of course, I kill him all. That.
But I'm just being honest. But yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Jesus saw the higher purpose, and he was about the will of his Father. Yeah. And one of the things is like we love to say a lot of times these traits are masculine and feminine traits. I like to challenge that. There's a lot of the traits that we see
human
in Jesus are human traits.
Yeah, they're like, all that's all they are.
Yeah. So and good. I open so up with good. The I open up in the book to basically say that, you know, this book is not just for Christians. It's for anybody. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So even if you don't, even if you're Muslim or Jewish or whatever, if you're an agnostic,
I like that.
Christian, the principles are universal.
Right. Right.
Because each and every one of us wants to be, I hope most people want to be a better human being.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
To leave a legacy on this planet. And how you do that, the legacy that you leave, you can leave a legacy that you're nasty, a tyrant, a despot, all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Or do you want to leave the world a little bit better place than how you found it? And I think the universal person to help make you a better person in my journey in life is Jesus Christ. So I use his example and his attributes to redefine masculinity and manhood.
Right. And that's really good. So give me your favorite, your favorite one, the fruit, favorite fruit of the Spirit, and show us how to apply that to our lives daily.
My favorite one is joy.
Okay.
Now, I say in the book, and I also believe this in my heart, that happiness and joy are not the same thing.
Nope.
They come from the same source. Yep. No, they come from the same emotion, but not the same source, right?
Excellent.
So let me define for the audience, and you can get this in the book as well, is that happiness is contentment because of a situation.
Right.
You got a raise. You asked her out and she said yes. You went to the mailbox and a check's in the mail. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Feel that in your shondo. And happiness, happiness is contentment because of a situation. Joy is contentment in spite of the situation, right? So there's a contentment in your life that does not come from a man-made situation,
right?
But it comes from God. So it's the hope of knowing that even though things look bad right now, I know that there will be better in the future. And even as I'm going through it, the word says he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He also said that in Romans 8:20, all things work together for good for those who love us and are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. So you know that this is not forever. Happiness is fleeting.
Right.
People, I'm sure, Edna, you can relate to this. You got some people in your life that love you today.
That's everybody. I got some people in my life I can love them today. Okay.
But give it a
sometimes
week.
Sometimes they give, yes. Mm-hmm.
Check it. Everybody's all nice during Christmas. Everybody. Yep. Good tidings to you, young man. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Go check them January 5th. Yeah. See how happy they are now when, when the credit cards come in. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When it really starts snowing.
Yeah.
So happiness, one of my favorite part in the book, happiness is man can give you happiness.
Right.
But true joy comes from God and your relationship with God. And because Jesus' mission was to be connected to his Father in spite of the crucifixion, in spite of the rejection, in spite of them saying, give us Barabbas, he could still have that joy knowing that he was doing the mission of his father and that he's on the divine plan that was set before him. So that is my favorite attribute of the nine. And that's what changed my perspective on things that were happening in my life.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So let's talk to those that maybe don't know the Bible. Let's just say that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I do have some followers like that. Mm-hmm. How would you take that principle and help them apply it as well? As you said, this is for everybody. This book is for everybody. How could they do that? You know, not knowing that they read that, you know, I've read it, you've read it. You know, some of us have read it. Maybe someone has it, you know. Mm-hmm. How can the principle be applied to practicality?
I would say, the principle here is that know that things in this life are temporary and that there needs to be, let me put it in a way that's very non-churchy. There has to be, find a song in your heart or a place in your heart that nobody can touch.
Okay.
So there's got to be a contentment or a spirit of joy that even when the job lays you off, or even if your kids act crazy, or even if, you know, your relationship gets messed up or whatever situation that was planned or not planned, there's something in your life that you keep the song in your heart so that you can start over if you need to. Or not just start over, but also somewhere that changes your perspective.
Right.
So that way, this thing does not consume me. I don't get depressed. I can be sad. Now, let me be clear. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry.
Absolutely.
It's okay to show emotions. Absolutely. I'm not telling you to be whimsical. Oh, my uncle died. So the Lord giveth, the Lord take. No. And we need to say that because
A lot of
times, some Christians can be extremely insensitive and lack emotional maturity and emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
Cry. It's okay to be scared.
It's okay.
It's okay to not have the answer.
Yeah.
But
it's okay to be okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay to not be okay.
So that's right.
Yeah. But know that there is a purpose in life as to why these things happen. You may not know it, but there is a God of the universe who you can't understand. But he understands.
Right.
And he'll reveal it in time. So that's how I would break it down. Yeah.
So how does one effectively balance a demanding career such as your career with a strong faith life?
Put God first in everything that you do. I have to learn. Let me be very transparent.
Okay.
I don't have it all together. I'm getting there. But one of the things
that all of us are.
Yeah.
All of us are. That's neither here or there. At least you're doing something to get there. Get better in your life. So
one of the things that I try to do every day is and I've learned this from successful people as a whole. Christians and non-Christians, is that they do three things. They start their day off. Let me put it in a secular way and I'll put it in a Christian way. They start their day off with gratitude. They start their day with gratitude and end their day with gratitude.
Absolutely.
Churchy folk call it prayer. So gratitude to some people could be meditation, staying in silence, doing whatever. The second thing is to exercise. Right. There's just something about exercising that clears your brain. And it's not just lifting weights or breaking a sweat, but it's also it's about just purifying your mind and getting the talks and stuff. So that's
what walking outside is definitely a great thing. I can tell you how important it is to be out in nature. It's so important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I walk I walk or I go to the gym, or what I try to do is I go to the gym in the morning and then maybe go for a walk in the afternoon.
Gotcha.
That's the thing that I do. Yeah. And then tackle your day. Write down the stuff that you need to do, things you want to do, and give yourself grace. Know what your deadlines are, what your absolutes helps you prioritize. And some people may need more help to prioritize than others, but make sure. And then a fourth thing is give yourself grace.
Yeah.
Right. I may have 9 things on my list, but if I accomplish 4,
right.
But I did my best. Plus life be life in, then I can come back and
it does that in life.
And another thing I would say, Edna, is make sure you have your priorities in check. So
that's good.
It's God, my marriage. Yes, that's another thing. I'm married again, better and more. And so God can allow you to go through certain things so that He can give you better in your life. So,
yeah,
you have God.
It's all the proving ground.
Hallelujah. God.
That's it.
Your marriage, your kids. Notice I said broke it down, marriage and kids, and then everything else.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Once you have that in line and be thankful every day from the beginning, start your day with thanks, end your day with thanks through prayer. If you're Christian, Muslim, whatever, if you're not a believer, but you do believe in positive thinking, meditate, calm your day down at the end. And I believe that these things will fall into place with intentionality and with clarity.
Awesome. Now, you said in the beginning, the reason why the book was kind of formed is because you were going through a divorce in your life. What one principle helped you? I mean, I know it came through, you know, the stimulation of the spirit, you know, to God. That I know that came from that. I know. But what one of those principles that you say, hey, this is so on for me. This is, I see this, you know, and I need to write this letter, but I also need to take this because this is so needful in my life right now.
The main principle that resonated in my mind was this. And I want everybody to hear this because no matter what you're going through, allow me to inspire you with this. You might have failed in something, but you're not a failure.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Awesome. That's great.
A lot of times people believe that because you failed, you're a failure. And that I cannot stress to you how untrue that is. You're a failure if you let that moment where you missed the mark on consume you and you let it define you, right? Me being divorced is a part of my journey, but it is not the journey.
The journey, yeah, absolutely.
So
that's good.
The one principle I would share with your audience tonight is, though you may have failed in something, whether it's marriage, relationship, raising a child, or whatever, it doesn't define you. It is one aspect of your life. And sometimes you gotta fail to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, audience, if you jumped on just now, and I know that we're on live right now on a few channels, but if you just jumped on, we're talking with Gregory Bloomfield, who's a multifaceted individual who seamlessly blends his professional career as a CPA with his passion for faith and writing. He's the author of 4 books, including the acclaimed solo work, The 522 Man, which we're exploring right now about the biblical principles and modern masculinity. So we're getting so much information from him. And he also has a Motivational Moments podcast, which I was going to bring up at the end anyway. And he has inspiring messages with practical advice. Tell us about Motivation Moments.
Motivation Moments was a part of my healing journey. It started literally from this phone in my kitchen table. And I just went on IG Live and just started talking. And that happened in March of 2022, I believe. And now we have 114 episodes. The theme of Motivation Moments is be encouraged, be inspired, and be motivated. So we're, again, talking to guests and my own teachings on different topics. And people bring their practical examples into the audience, sharing their journeys, what they've accomplished, and their failures. And we've had a lot of fun, a lot of great episodes. We're concluding our seventh season, and we have episodes like up in, you know, season eight, season nine, where it's doing really well. And it's on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock and Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. So that means tonight. So tonight, 8 o'clock, it's for half an hour. On Sundays, it's for an hour, full length interview. And we have conversations with our guests, and it's just been really a blessing.
Awesome. Gregory, so we're at the part where it's called the big ask. I'm going to give you a quote, and you're going to tell me what the quote means to you. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Hesitation stems from not being specific about what upsets you and why.
You went deep on me. hesitation. Repeat it one more time for me. Hesitation.
Hesitation stems from not being specific about what upsets you and why.
What I get from that is it's really important that individuals know yourself.
Awesome.
We're all on a journey to know ourselves and and know your purpose. I did not really get to know who I was until my late 40s. In my going through my divorce, I realized what I like, what I don't like, and try different things. Once you know who you are and whose you are, I don't think there's hesitation anymore to say, like, I don't like this. I like this. Start, stop, continue. Like, you can start doing this, stop doing this, but continue that. So I think that's what I get from the quote is that the importance of knowing who you are and standing on your principles. If it don't feel right, don't do it. If it does, do it. As long as you're not hurting anybody else.
Well, that's great. Well, audience, if you are on, if you have a question, remember to drop it into the comments on the side and welcome all any questions. And we are still with Gregory Bloomfield. Now we're going to just ask him what he's up to. He's already told us about the podcast. So no more about the podcast. No more. Tell us what you're up to and how the audience, my audience, can get in contact with you.
Sure. Well, what I'm doing right now is basically planning out 2025 in terms of books. My wife has a book coming out. We actually are going to launch out and really use our publication imprint called Sister Pamela Publishing to publish a lot of our own stuff now. So she's got a solo work that's coming out. I've got a solo work that's coming out in the summer. So, you know, we're going to be doing writing, building the podcast, and succeeding in our day jobs. yeah, just being the best couple parent I could be. But yeah, right now it's working on the brand. I'm also trying to do more speaking engagements as well. I speak a lot at churches and stuff, so just I want to no limits in 2024.
No limits, yay! Well, that's so terrific. Thank you so much, Gregory. Right now, this is the end of our show, guys, and we really appreciate you being here because you could be anywhere else, but we're glad you're here. And remember, go to any platform. Download us, like us, subscribe, share us all around. We're on all the platforms. and we are now at 47,000 downloads per month. You got to keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. I want to see a million. Let's go. So thank you so much for being here on Keeping It Real and Purpose. My name is Edna White, your host and your life coach of all around on purpose, with our esteemed guest, Gregory Bloomfield, saying goodbye for now.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Eden Cher.
And I'm Brock Ciarlelli.
We played best friends on The Middle.
And became best friends in real life.
We're here to rewatch The Middle with all of you.
Each week, we'll recap an episode with behind-the-scenes stories, guest interviews, and what we think now, many years later.
There's a lot to dive into, so let's get to middling.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.